A high school student in Arizona got suspended for an email he never sent. He also didn't just not send it. He deleted it, but his school saw it anyways because they were tracking every single keystroke he made on the Chromebook they gave him. In this video, we will cover the court case happening right now and how it will decide if schools can legally do this to millions of students across the country. This student goes to Marana High School in Arizona. One morning before school, he got a bad grade on an English assignment and his mom told him to email his teacher about it. He opened up his school-issued Chromebook at home and started typing an email from his school's Gmail account. While he's writing, he makes a few jokes and then deletes them as he goes. The last one was really dumb. He essentially typed, "Give me a better grade or I will shoot up the school," and he read it out loud to his mom as a joke. He then immediately deleted it and moved on. But here's the thing. Within an hour, his mom got a call from the school principal. The principal says their surveillance software called Gaggle caught a threat from her son. They even had a screenshot of the deleted draft email. Now the mom tries to explain that it was obviously a joke, he's never been in trouble before, he has zero history of violence, and he deleted it before sending. But none of that mattered because the school suspended him anyways. He was also physically at home when he wrote it, and it was before school hours even began. He never sent the email to anyone, but because he used the school Chromebook and his school Gmail account, the school is arguing they have the right to punish him. The mom said, "It was shocking to me and my son to realize that every keystroke that was typed and deleted was being monitored. I think a lot of parents probably don't know that. So let me break down what's actually happening here because this goes way deeper than just one kid getting suspended. Marana School District and the thousands of other schools across America are using AI surveillance programs, the main ones being Gaggle, GoGuardian, and Securely. These programs literally monitor everything that students do on school devices and school accounts. It doesn't matter if the students are at school or at home. Everything a student types is being monitored. The school's own policy says content in all students' Google-assigned email messages and information found in Google Drive is monitored 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They also say safety features are available on students' device 24 hours per day, 7 days a week, no matter the location. Now, this family is suing the school district, and this case could change everything about schools' privacy across the United States. The big legal question is, does using a school device or school account automatically make everything you do on campus speech for that school to control? Or do your normal free speech rights still apply when you're physically off campus and outside of school hours? The school district is arguing that because the kid used their Chromebook and their Gmail system, anything he types is automatically school property and they can monitor and punish him for it, no matter where he was or what time it is. The family and their lawyers, including the Electronic Frontier Foundation, which is a major digital rights group, are saying that that's crazy. They're pointing to a Supreme Court case from 2021 called Mahoney that said schools have way less power to control what students say and do off campus. The EFF is urging the court to reject a rule where using a school device always makes your speech count as on campus. They're saying if schools can claim everything you do on these devices falls under their control, then students basically have no escape from school authority ever. And here's why you should care about this even if you're not in school anymore. First, these AI systems make tons of mistakes. They're not good at understanding context of jokes or sarcasm. In these cases, the Gaggle software couldn't tell that a kid joking with his mom wasn't an actual threat. According to the lawsuit, this same Gaggle system has flagged and deleted student journalism projects, mistaking them for threats. It's also flagged student photography and artwork, thinking it was inappropriate when the content actually wasn't. The AI is basically terrible at its job. This also creates what researchers are calling a chilling effect. Studies show that when students know they're being watched, they change their behavior over time. About 50% of students who know about the surveillance say they don't share their true thoughts or ideas. 80% say they're more careful about what they search online. Think about what that means for learning. If you're too scared to search for information about mental health, politics, or anything controversial because you think the school might be judging you, you're really not free to learn and explore ideas. What I think is one of the worst parts is this whole system creates what the EFF calls a pay-for-privacy scheme. But if you're a family that can't afford your own laptop and you have to use the school-issued Chromebook, you're stuck being monitored 24/7. So basically, rich kids get privacy and poor kids get surveillance. The lawyers in this case point out that lower-income students, minorities, and students with disabilities are way more likely to use school-issued technology. So this surveillance system is going to be hitting them the hardest. There's also this twisted incentive structure that if schools claim they have more authority to control students' speech just because they issued a device, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to keep expanding their surveillance system because it only gives them more power. So what happens if the court sides with the school? If they rule that using a school device makes everything you do on-campus speech, then millions of students across America would basically have zero privacy in their digital lives. Schools could monitor and push students for anything they type on these devices, whether it's jokes with friends, private thoughts in a draft, or searches about personal topics, even if it's at home and even if they never share it with anyone. Let's remember that the Supreme Court in the Mahoney case specifically warned against letting schools regulate all speech that a student utters during the full 24-hour day. They said students need some space away from school control. But if schools can just issue a device and suddenly claim control over everything done on it, that warning means nothing. On the flip side, if the court sides with the student, it would mean schools have to respect that off-campus is still off-campus, even if you're using their device. They'd have to actually prove there's a real threat or real disruption to school operations before punishing students for private speech at home. Here's what gets lost in all of the legal talk. This kid who made a dumb joke to his mom and immediately deleted it is now scared to use the school email. The lawsuit says he's been chilled from using it, meaning he's afraid to communicate normally because he knows Big Brother is watching. That's exactly what the Supreme Court was trying to prevent. Students are supposed to be learning and growing and, yes, sometimes making mistakes and having the freedom to delete those mistakes before anyone sees them. That's part of being human. This case is still making its way through court. The school tried to get it dismissed, but the judge said no, and the case is moving forward. That means we're going to be getting some kind of ruling on whether schools can use surveillance technology to monitor every keystroke students make, even the ones they delete, and even if they're in their homes. This isn't just about one kid in Arizona. It's about whether millions of students in America have any digital privacy at all, and whether accepting a free school laptop means they're signing their rights away. Please subscribe and let me know your thoughts below. Do you believe schools should be able to penalize students for something they type but never send? Thank you.